The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You can join us here on the radio, the toll-free number if you want to bring up whatever's on your mind. It's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Mark, you just finished telling us the story of a very disturbing story of Aiken, South Carolina, where four cops were involved with a pullover that had to do with apparently a paper tag, a temporary tag. And that was the reason for the pullover, even though it's completely legal to have a legal temporary tag. It wasn't as though it was an expired temporary tag. It was just a car with two black people in it, young black people, with a temporary tag. And ultimately, they didn't find any drugs in the car after they walked a dog around the car. No drugs. But the officer, he had himself suspicion because he thought he recognized the guy. And according to Radley Balco's story of the same case over at WashingtonPost.com, the officer in question is Officer Medlin of the Aiken Police Department. His reasonable suspicion was that he thought he recognized Pontoon from a drug case in the past. Now, maybe he actually did recognize Pontoon, as he does have a lengthy criminal history that does include drug charges. And although
a decade ago.
Right, but right. He's been clean for 10 years.
10 years. And although his record appears to be clean since 2006, save for one arrest for failure to comply. Of course, even if Medlin did recognize Pontoon, that in itself is not cause legally to even stop him, much less search his car, or to subject him to what ended up being an insanely invasive roadside cavity search. This man, Pontoon, had his rectum invaded by this officer for a period of at least 3 solid minutes when he poked around up there demanding to know what was up there. He thought it was something, drugs presumably, but Pontoon told him they were hemorrhoids. And he poked around and poked around and poked around. Also, the driver of the car was a female, had her breasts felt up and exposed on the side of the road at the same time.
In the middle of the day on a Friday.
That's correct. And ultimately, according to the story at the Washington Post, since no contraband and no traffic violation was actually found, Officer Medlin concluded the stop by giving Mr. Hicks a courtesy warning.
It's
courtesy.
It's nuts.
Although, according to the complaint, there's no indication of what the warning was actually for.
Yeah.
It seems to be driving through Aiken as a black couple, a young black couple. That seems to be what this is.
It's hard not to draw that conclusion after he calls the guy boy and decides to do this weird search thing. But here's what I wonder is how much information this has to I've wondered this for many years, and they have to have more information now than they had in the past.
Who's they?
How much information does a police officer have when they do a pullover? So
probably the full record, I would guess.
Because in this case, this man, I assume he gave his name to the police officer. Did the officer then run back and get warrants? Did he to see whether he had warrants? Did he take his driver's license back and check that out? Did he find out this guy's had a conviction in the past? How long do they hold the convictions on there? Is it so, for instance, I've got a conviction. Does any officer that pulls me over and takes my driver's license back to their car get my whole rap sheet? Or
that's a good question.
I just don't know the answer to this because it does seem that at some point the information becomes truly irrelevant. If you pull somebody over for speeding and they have a domestic violence charge from 1972, then perhaps
shows here you got a history of violence, boy.
Right, that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's a good question, Mark, and I would ask a police officer that one. See if you can find a friendly cop who will tell you, yes, I can see every single conviction you've ever had, or no, I can only see convictions you had here in New Hampshire. I don't know. It's a good.
Why do you want to know? What are you hiding, Mark?
Right, that kind of thing. That's what I'm scared of.
By the way, I think it's worth noting here, you brought up an excellent point about this man was the passenger in the car, so how was it that he was identified? He did likely give the information. He likely either gave his name or an ID to this officer. And
what would happen if he didn't? Like, I know what happens if I refuse to give my driver's license to a police officer when I'm the passenger of the car.
Well, what worse could have happened to him in this case, right? I mean, I guess they could have murdered him.
I would have rather been had some fingers up my butt for 3 minutes than to be shot on the side of the road.
You can't be afraid of what might happen. If you're going to get a rogue cop on the side of the road, it doesn't matter how obedient you are in some cases, that cop's going to abuse you. So I would never recommend to someone that they go ahead and do what the police are demanding as a passenger as far as handing over ID. Now, this isn't legal advice, but it is my understanding that you as a passenger do not have an obligation to be carrying an ID with you. Now, there are states in which, if the officer has, I believe, reasonable suspicion, that they can ask you to identify yourself, meaning that they can get your name, your birth date from you, and then they can go and look you up that way. But I don't believe that the officer has the ability to simply inquire, or they can inquire, but
they
don't have the right legally, it's my understanding, to identify everyone in a car except for a passenger. The passenger does have to provide ID.
That varies state from state.
Right.
But there's no legal requirement for someone that is not the driver of the vehicle to have any form of identification on them.
That's
so when the police says, we need to know who you are, you would have to verbalize, this is my name.
Depending on the state that you're in.
Right.
And I don't know which states are which way on that. And I don't know how you would, I guess you could Google around and try to figure it out. But there's been a circumstance here in New Hampshire where I was pulled over with a car full of people. We were coming back from some activist event. And the state police officer asked for the identification from my passengers, and I told the officer, "You don't have a right to they don't have to show you that," or something like that.
Yeah, she didn't like that.
No, she didn't like it.
If you want to figure out what states, just do a search for stop and identify statutes.
Thank you for that. I told her, they don't have to provide that to you, is what I said to her, and that ended that line of inquiry for her. She did not push it at that point, did not continue to harangue the passengers about giving over their identification. So I was successfully able to stop that line of investigation. And so when you are a passenger in a car, it's my understanding that, you know, you don't have to hand over a license to a cop. So keep that in mind for any time you get pulled over or any time you're in a car as a passenger that gets pulled over. I think Balco's analysis here is worth sharing, so I'm going to do that since we're continuing the discussion. But first, let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Do you have some identification? Yes, I do. Can I see it? Not unless you've got x-ray eyes, because from where you're standing, I don't think you can see it because it's in my pocket. Okay, anyway.
It's not a bad response.
Okay, so just told him where the ID was.
But anyway, do you know what was the objective of the Charter of Rhode Island back in 1663, King Charles II?
I'm sorry, what's
Rhode Island? What is the charter?
The Rhode Island Charter. Why was she chartered?
Wasn't it a prison colony?
No, it was religious. No. It was religious freedom.
Exactly. And whereas, in their humble address, they have freely declared that it is much on their hearts, if they may be permitted, to hold forth a lively experiment that a most flourishing civil state may stand and best be maintained, and that among our English subjects with a full liberty in religious concernments. And this comes up to mind because in Mississippi they passed a law changing so that because of religious freedom, businesses can refuse service to homosexual would-be clients.
And also heterosexuals that are fornicators.
And
I read the statute, and it says that you're allowed to discriminate if you think that marriage is one man and one woman and that sex should only be had in the confines of marriage.
So I can't just discriminate against bigots like Tom. I couldn't refuse to Tom's.
So, Tom, let me ask you this, Tom. It's not that I don't support people's right to decide who they're going to do business with and who they're not, but one thing that concerns me about this is that they're being very specific about what you can discriminate against somebody for. Don't you think we should, as libertarians, advocate for just philosophical discrimination against anyone for anything instead of...
Let's continue this after the break then, okay? Because I want to continue this.
Consultant says you're not supposed to say break.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Leave the hosting consultant.
Toll-free number, 855-453. He's just a bigot. 855-450-3733. The homophobe. And you can call in and bring up anything you want. Even bigots. It's Free Talk Live.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful Bella is my long-haired Dachshund. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes. About 4 weeks later, she just appeared, and she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
She gobbles it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dinovite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live brought to you by Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. It's a feature-length documentary film recorded here in our beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. Our friend Derek Jay Freeman, who has just moved back to the Shire about a week ago, freshly back from a long vacation in South America. You can check out his adventures of being arrested five times in a one-year time frame for civil disobedience and other things where there's no victim. Victimlesscrimespree.com. You can go and you watch it for free online there and share it. Feel free, because, again, it's free at victimlesscrimespree.com. We go back to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, it's about this approach could, for libertarians, trigger more libertarian victories than just the one at, on the face of it. Because with the government, see, the government would no longer compel Jewish people to pay taxes to pay for the town church. Because in Rhode Island, they didn't have a town church of the official colony-approved religion.
And you're talking about the founding of Rhode Island.
Yeah, that was the idea behind the founding of Rhode Island. Well, when we hold forth a lively experiment and see if, without the government compelling people this way and compelling people that way, we'll see who is really better, you know, who was more successful and see who will flourish more. Because let's say, for example, that the homosexuals complain that, you know, the taxi company won't let them drive for that taxi company, and between the two taxi companies that won't let the homosexuals drive for them, they are hogging all the medallions. So, of course, the libertarian solution is let's repeal the medallion restrictions, and then they can set up their own company and only hire homosexuals, and you get that other victory in there by repealing the limits on taxi medallions. And then somebody's going to complain, well, hey, how come you're compelling children to attend government-run indoctrination centers where they're teaching children that it's perfectly okay to be a homosexual? Let's get rid of public schools. And see, the gays.
Does anyone think that Tom has a some repressed homosexual fantasies?
I don't play junior psychiatrist.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate it. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. I certainly support the market being free, so anyone who wants to can start whatever business they want to and hire whoever they want to and discriminate against whoever they want to. But if I find out that a business is discriminating against people because of their sexual orientation, then I will let my friends know that I will not be shopping there, and I will spread the word about how awful those people are. Like Tom.
I mean, we've seen that boycotts are, not particularly successful over time, so maybe that's why people are reacting in this way. They want to use the state to get what they want.
Well, I don't really care. It's inappropriate to use violence to get what you want, and that's what the state is. The state is, essentially a monopoly on force. And aggressive force, for that matter, that people are constantly struggling over to be in control over, so they can then, wield force and support the ideas that they want to support and attack the ideas or the businesses or whatever that they don't value. And that's not okay. So come up with a more creative way to handle your problems, or just ignore the people that you don't like. I don't think it's a bad idea to boycott, but you don't have to have a real visible boycott. Right, because if you make a visible boycott of something, let's say, for instance, Chick-fil-A, good example of this. Chick-fil-A, this sort of ultra-religious-based company, they make delicious chicken. It's a shame that they have the viewpoints
really
that
good.
They
do. They didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
It's one of the few things that I miss about living down south. They don't have any here in at least this portion of New Hampshire. I hear there's one in Nashua. But anyway, Chick-fil-A, super religious. They actually don't even work on Sunday. It's like a company policy that you can't open a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, even though there are they apparently are franchised in some cases, or maybe all of them, I don't know. But they don't open Sundays.
That's the thing.
Because the founder is basically a very dedicated Baptist, from what I understand, and the whole family of the founder. And they also don't like gay people. So that sort of bubbled up a couple years back, a few years ago now, I think. And there was this, I forget what it was,
wasn't
some sort
it
of statement.
You could work there if you were gay, you just couldn't get the same benefits that a straight married person could get.
There was some sort of thing that the founder or the son of the founder said publicly, and that
yeah, it was either they opposed same-sex marriage or they didn't want to give benefits. But I think it was just...
It was something
petty. The statement of, we don't think that the state should recognize same-sex marriage.
Yeah, it was something petty. They weighed in on a political issue, and then people wanted to punish them with a boycott because of that.
Ah, how dare you have a political opinion!
So rather than just quietly no longer giving business to Chick-fil-A, they made a big deal out of it, and that created a boycott in response. The boycott being the opposite of a boycott, where people hear that something has happened with a business that they either like or don't like or whatever, that they're willing to go to support them in response to the people pulling their support. So the boycott ended up being significant. There were lines outside of the business that would, you know, snake around the side of the building. I mean, there were literally 50 to 100 or more than hundreds of people in line to go and get Chick-fil-A once this boycott thing happened.
Good Christian and conservative folks from all across America ran off to Chick-fil-A to support them.
Well, I don't know if they're good folks, but they did support Chick-fil-A in their bigotry towards gay people. But if gay people had
There were some stores that didn't do that, right? They did the opposite.
Well, I don't know how many of them, but the store in Nashua, New Hampshire actually supported the Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest. They sponsored that. So that was nice to see. And so each individual franchisee could sort of weigh in separately. So I did like that, and that was a good thing. But ultimately, my point was the boycott created the boycott.
Yeah.
But you don't have to have a big boycott with advertising and calling talk radio and making a big deal. You can just say, hey, you know the guy running this business over here? You just tell your friends when you're out at, you know, having a drink with them or whatever, hanging out, yeah, so-and-so runs that business on the corner. You know, he's a... He treated me like dirt the other day when I was in there, and that wasn't cool.
Yeah,
you don't have to create a website about it and start publicizing it. And I think that would be
restaurant's here in Keene that I won't eat at.
Sure, sure. But you don't go on freekeene.com and blog about how you're not eating at that particular restaurant. Because likely Stop Free Keeners will then go in there and, you know, give them business. So sometimes there's strategy towards not blowing everything up from the mountaintops, I guess, as far as that goes. Anyway, continuing here, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue with the story from WashingtonPost.com's Radley Balco, who has been following police abuse for quite a long time. He is commenting on this ridiculous and outrageous story of a man who was anally violated by a police officer on the side of the road in Aiken, California. He writes these incredibly invasive searches have been in the news quite a
bit. Aiken, California or South Carolina?
Thank you, South Carolina. Have been in the news quite a bit over the past several years. Back in 2013, there were a couple of cases in New Mexico in which motorists were given cavity searches to probe for illicit drugs. One was also subjected to x-rays and a forced colonoscopy. But in both of those cases, the police officers first obtained warrants. Not that that makes it okay, by my mind, but, you know, he's just pointing that out. In both cases,
just points out that warrants can be gotten for just about anything.
Yeah.
You know, they're wrong. They're sodomizing someone.
In both cases, the searches were administered by medical staff, and both cases resulted in substantial settlements to the victims. Days later, a third victim alleged she was anally and vaginally probed by Border Patrol agents, in this case without a warrant. In January of 2014, I wrote about another case from New Mexico and found a number of similar incidents around the country. We'll tell you more. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about sort of a trend, it seems, in police body cavity searches. A lot of them happening on the side of the road, or some of them, and others happening in hospitals with warrants. But still, even though the warrants were obtained in the cases with those, searches were administered by medical staff, and later on, the victims of those searches received substantial settlements, as they should. We'll continue with the discussion, and you can join us here at 855-450-FREE.
Well, the problem with these settlements is the people that deserve to be paying aren't the ones that are paying.
The police that did it, you mean?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, in a perfect world, the people who violated people's rights would be the ones who had to pay whatever the settlement was.
And any doctors who assisted as well. Because doctors should be able to say no.
Yep. I'm right. Well,
officer, you may have a warrant, but that does not obligate me to be your...
They truly can say no.
Yeah.
A doctor can say no. They can refuse to do the treatment. And
I would say, get out of my hospital.
Or whatever.
You can't say that unless you own the hospital.
Yeah.
And even then, there's probably some kind of law preventing you from doing that.
You know, because you used to work hospital security, right?
Yes.
You can say, I believe that my finger is injured right now, and any kind of procedure might result in a workplace accident.
You could also say
a claim.
You could also say to cover your own butt. I believe that this is not a medically necessary procedure. Mm. I will not participate.
I have sworn to do no harm as well, which is sort of like the whole doctor code.
Yeah,
thing.
I don't think they actually take that oath anymore.
The Hippocratic Oath.
I don't think they actually take it, but it's something that you definitely learn about as part of the ethics.
Let's go to the phones, to your calls and thoughts, and then we'll talk more about invasive search. Alex is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Alex.
Hey, it's good to be on the show again. I was going to talk about how, people misjudge people all the time. And it's been a problem I've been struggling with, right? Because, I keep getting, I'm a libertarian, but people keep saying that I'm, some sort of fascist.
And why?
It's really upsetting me.
Hold on. Are you the same Alex that called in a couple of nights ago to say that you think that Jewish bakers should be forced to bake cakes for Nazis?
Yeah, and you guys cut me off, and I would have told you I was joking.
Oh, okay, because you kind of kept with it. So go ahead with your thoughts.
It wasn't you guys.
So,
Ian runs the show.
Sorry. I don't want to group you in, Mark. I mean, you weren't there.
I was there. I think
you weren't here Monday.
I remember the call.
Because you listened to the entire show.
That must have.
Go ahead, Alex. We had a conversation about you listening to the show.
Go right ahead, Alex.
Okay. So basically, I've had people, even close people, like my father and whatnot, say this. So I, thought maybe there was some insight there, right? And so I've read, fascist literature and stuff, and I don't like it. They want a welfare state and minimum wage laws and whatnot. I don't want none of that. I'm a libertarian.
What's it mean to be a libertarian to you?
What does it mean to be a libertarian? Well, believing in free markets and individual liberty.
Okay.
What does individual liberty mean?
Basically property rights. So any liberty that you can deduce from property rights.
And how do you feel about the non-aggression principle, the idea that it's not okay to use aggressive force to achieve political or social goals?
I think that it's a decent ethic among, productive people. I don't think it's a universal principle, so I've called in before and talked about how I don't think it should be called the non-aggression principle. I think it should be called the non-aggression rule of thumb, right? I don't believe it's a universal principle.
Can you tell me how you don't think it applies? I just don't remember that call.
In what circumstance it apply?
Right. At what point does it not apply?
Well, a universal principle sort of has to say that it passes the universality test, and I haven't seen that happen.
Well, doesn't that mean you have to find an exemption? So if the idea is that non-aggression is generally a good idea of what you're saying, but in certain circumstances it would be inappropriate, what would be one of those circumstances?
So for instance, I would say that it's morally wrong. It would be morally wrong for me I would aggress upon somebody in order to save somebody really close to me, right? A family member or whatnot.
So, the classic example of your family members inadvertently walking into a street, there's a bus that's hurtling towards them, and they're not looking in the right direction, and you throw yourself at them to push them out of the way.
Tackle them out of the way, and you've aggressed against them in hopes of stopping them from being harmed in a greater way.
But you have not caused them unjust harm.
I might do damage upon some, I might aggress upon somebody, initiate force upon somebody who was not going to attack me.
If you had to give a random person a paper cut in order to stop, a terrorist from killing your parents kind of thing, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So, I agree that it's a good rule of thumb to have. I agree that among productive people, it's
still a principle in that circumstance. You're just violating the principle.
So I think, from what I've heard from you so far, you sound pretty libertarian, and I wouldn't qualify you as a fascist.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it has to do with, I'm big into the whole covenant community thing, right? And
what's that?
I don't know, but I'm looking it up.
Hans Hermann Hoppe's like covenant community, where in an ANCAP society, people contract to live in a certain area. They agree to the laws within the contract of the small community that is.
Okay. What if they visit their friends?
Well, I mean, they're going to, by going there, they are agreeing to that, to those rules. That would be.
So, but what I'm asking you,
within the contract.
Within the contract, you're talking about, because Hoppe is very interesting to me, but I haven't gotten all on board because it seems pretty insular in that they don't like them other folks, whoever those other folks might be. So imagine for a second, I might be one of those other folks, call it a language or a racial disparity or whatever it might be, and I'm visiting my friend inside the community. Am I allowed to visit?
It would wholly be based on that community, right? Like it's kind of like trying to predict what the market would do, right?
Yeah.
It's a really difficult thing.
Yeah, I support you being able to buy a piece of property, get your friends living on that property, and you know, have whatever rules you want, which include no trespassing if that's what you want to do. But it sounds a little, I guess it sounds dangerous to me. It sounds like an enclave.
Well, I mean, I think that is sort of the natural thing, right? Like, I think that people have disagreements on how they want to live their life, and they want to have people directly around them in their sort of community. I think they're going to more or less, you know, segregate into these sort of ideas.
But right? They want to visit. I mean, I like going to New York City even though I wouldn't live there.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you're going to want – well, if they're trading with other people and tourism is a viable – option, they're going to want people to buy their goods and to visit if it can make them money, right?
But they just can't live there.
Well, I mean, if that's what they decide, right? If they don't agree to the private law of that area,
okay.
They wouldn't.
Alex, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. Memphis is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Memphis. Hello. You are on the radio, Memphis, in Texas. Going once.
I hear noises.
Going twice. Thanks for the call. 855-453. That allows you to call in, bring up anything you want. We have Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. More about these invasive searches. The one that happened to the guy in Aiken, South Carolina, not the first time. That we've reported on such things here on Free Talk Live. Also, Bradley Balco over at WashingtonPost.com. He's been keeping an eye on these things, and he's got more to say. We'll share that with you. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, on the way here, the universal basic income. That's one of the things you wanted to talk about tonight, Mark. The proposal in Finland. Finland?
Yeah.
Is that right? Has it happened, or is it a proposal?
Well, they it's...
We'll learn more. Coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a select quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, call us up on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And if you want to save big time on your Amazon purchases, just go to saveatpurse.com. Save 20% easily. You can save more than that, too. You actually get to choose the discount that you receive. The catch is that you have to use Bitcoin in order to get these amazing deals. So get started at saveatpurse.com. Save AT Purse. Saveatpurse.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, more about super invasive body cavity searches by the police coming up here in moments. First, Robert is in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
Hey, welcome.
Hey, I was just wanted to talk to you about the did y'all see the season finale of The Walking Dead the other night?
I am someone who watches The Walking Dead, so it's one of the most popular shows on television, but I don't know if either of you are following that series.
I think I watched about 5 minutes of one of the episodes very early on and could not figure out why they kept the zombies in a barn, and then I quickly turned it off.
That's a couple seasons ago.
The answer just for me is no.
The Walking Dead, for listeners who may not be initiated, is a dramatic television series. Is now in its sixth, or just completed, I believe it's
finished the sixth.
Six seasons, and it is basically a zombie TV show. And I believe the first of its kind.
Conan's a huge fan.
Okay, I believe it's the first of its kind. And so, you know, there have been plenty of zombie movies over time, but they've managed, because, you know, when you're doing a zombie movie, you can pack in a lot of action into 2 hours and, you know, then it's over. But with a zombie TV show, you've got to keep things going for quite a long time, story arcs and character development and things like that. And ultimately, it's not so much about the zombies as it is the characters, really. The zombies are just sort of a thing there to keep the tension up to some extent in some of the episodes. Go ahead with your thoughts, Robert.
Yes, sir. Well, the other night, okay, just a take out the zombie part of it and just say no government, you know, how it is on there. Okay, the other night, for instance, on the season finale, you know, that you have gangs walking around that take over people's lives and take over their stuff, you know. How would that be handled in a libertarian society, you know, without a government? How would the gangs not be able to take over like that? You know what I'm trying to say?
Good question. First thing, you wouldn't be able to vote for your favorite gang to go and take people's stuff. That's the first thing. And so, I mean, it's important to note that essentially that's what we have today. The gangs simply have codified their rules.
They've got flags and costumes.
Right, on what they're going to take. So a person that can come to you and say, I'm taking 25% of the fruits of your labor, and I'm setting rules on what rate you can work at, and, you know, all these rules, you know, whatever the regulations are, that a person that can take 25% of the fruits of your labor could take 95% if that's what they wanted to do.
In this case, in the show, I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it yet, but there's a character that has been mentioned throughout the season that you haven't seen yet. I wasn't going to spoil even that much.
I don't watch the show, and
you know that much.
Know that much.
So anyway, there's this character who's like, you know, a bad guy, one of the top bad guys in this particular region. He captures the people from, many of the people from, you know, who've been on the show for a while, and he makes them a deal that they can't refuse, and he tells them that they now work for him and that they will be giving him 50% of everything that they have, or he will slaughter them, basically is essentially the what happens at the end of the show. And it's, you know, basically that's what the government does. You know, they tell you, you either do what we say or we're going to hurt you. We're going to put you in a jail cell, and if you don't want to go to the jail cell, we might just kill you.
So
it's really not that much of a difference. So to come back to the question, right? Yeah. What would prevent that in the libertarian society? The idea where we don't have this organized state. And well, go ahead, Mark.
Well, I think that what's important here is that I'm not asking for anyone else to have to live in a libertarian society. I'm simply asking that I not have to pay for government programs that I don't want. And that's an important distinction. Once you give people the right to say, nope, thanks, I don't want to pay for the worst school in a given geographic area. Nope, thank you, I don't want to pay for killer robots that destroy people's lives halfway around the world. No, thank you. Once you say that they can stop using those things, you haven't said, let's kill the government. What you've said is, the government now needs to function as an organization that provides goods and services.
Or actual protection service.
Right. Some kind of protection service. They need to function in a competitive way. So I'm not proposing that there would be no government. I'm proposing that people get to choose what they want to spend their money on, and they will spend their money on protection services.
Well, the market provides what people want, generally, right? So people want protection services, they're going to get protection services. And further, really, ultimately, this question turns on, and a lot of people, you know, this is what a lot of political discussions will boil down to when you can manage to get someone who's honest enough to admit it, that this turns on the question of, do you believe that people are inherently good or inherently evil?
I don't think it's on that question. It really boils down to, there are people that think that people are so dumb that they will not figure out that there are certain things that they need to purchase.
What do you mean by that?
The objection that I generally get when I say that I think that all coercive forms of taxation should go away and every government function should operate voluntarily the way a corner grocer does, people say, but what about the military? What about the courts? What about the police? Mm-hmm. So basically their objection is people are too dumb to realize that there are certain services that they should probably pay for. We have to force people to pay for police, otherwise they're too dumb to figure it out. We have to force people to pay for fill in the blank because they're too dumb to realize they need that.
Well, I do think that some people will be too dumb to for certain services. I'm thinking retirement services specifically. I think that people many people just can't put money away.
And most people think that they don't have to because Social Security's there.
Sure.
Social Security was created to wind up supplementing your regular retirement. And initially, it was opt-in, and then a lot of people opted out, and then they said, okay, everybody's got to pay.
Right, because Social Security is a pretty bad retirement program, that could only be run by the government.
I agree with you there, Daryl. That is what it boils down to in a lot of political discussions, or it'll boil down to that they're too greedy. So they're either too dumb or too greedy, meaning that, oh, well, we need to force people to pay for these things, because otherwise they're just going to hoard all their money, and they'll refuse to pay for it. So it can come down to that, too. And it just depends on the political...
Right, and if you're hoarding a lot of money, chances are you're willing to pay for some private policing.
Maybe so. But I think this question...
But still,
and a lot
it should
of
boil
questions...
down to, do you want the private policing or not?
Well, right, but this question and a lot of these sort of fear-based objections do boil down to whether or not people think others are evil or good. And if you believe that humans are by nature good, and I think that all the evidence shows that that's the case, because most people cooperate... in whether or not the government is there, because it's in their best interest to cooperate. It's in their best interest to help, you know, build society and to, you know, create services and assist your fellow man, because you know that you would want someone to do that for you if you were in need as well. And I think most people realize that. Yes, there are criminals. There are people who want to take advantage of other folks, but I believe they are in the minority, and many of them end up joining the government,
yes.
wielding legitimized force against people. So if you believe that people are good by nature, then you would understand that even in the absence of a monopoly on violence, which is what the government is, that those good people would defend themselves and would defend their neighbors and further would find, you know, create companies like the Threat Defense Center in Detroit. I've actually got a story about them. We're not going to get to it tonight. But, you know, this is a private company that has stepped in the absence of the police, because the Detroit police have, in some areas of the city, said, well, we're just going to close our doors after 5 p.m. and we'll open them back up at 9 a.m. We're not going to take anybody walking in between the, you know, nighttime hours. See you guys. Have a good time.
And we're closed on weekends.
Yeah, and Threat Defense Center stepped in and said, well, if you don't feel like you're protected by the police, and you're not, then... you can hire us. We'll come into your neighborhood, and we've got different levels of service that we can offer you. If you need 24/7 protection, we can offer you that. If you just need, you know, car driving through every now and then, we can offer you that. We'll train you on how to defend yourself.
The car driving through benefits everybody, even the houses that aren't paying, yeah. because the driver of the car is not just covering their eyes while they drive down the street.
So I think Threat Defense Center is a great example of that sort of free market offering of defense services or protection services that is already happening in the waning of that government. So it's already springing up, and the Detroit government still does exist, so they haven't even gone away completely. Robert, I hope that answers your question. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
My town doesn't even have police, and everything's fine. There's crime's low.
It's got people with guns in it, though.
It sure has that.
Free Talk Live, hour 3 coming up.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.